Pride Month may be over, but our conversations do not stop. You're listening to Good, Rude, and Partly Nude.
It's hot.
Hey guys, we are back, and this is the second of the Pride Month two-part series that we promised. And yeah, Pride Month is over, but funny story is we recorded the second part on the last week of June, and that didn't work out. I'm here with Nat. Say hi, babe.
Hi. Hi, guys. We are literally underneath the sheets. Literally. Just to deliver high-quality sound experience for you all.
What got us here? The last time we recorded something, we tried a mic setup on my laptop, and that didn't work out. We recorded a full episode, which was like an hour or so, and when we started listening to it, I was trying to like clean it up, and it just didn't work. It was so bad.
I remember folding up a cardboard just to remove the unnecessary noise.
So much noise coming, and because our place isn't really soundproof and, you know, not as good as if it were recorded in a studio. But yeah, we're just trying to improve the way the podcast sounds for your listening pleasure. So right now we are both underneath a blanket. Nat is clearly uncomfortable and starting to get really hot. You know, we could get out of this blanket.
Getting hot underneath the sheets.
And like,
literally
10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. So this second episode is hopefully much lighter than the first one, where we almost argued when you got uncomfortable when I was like prying and like trying to get you to tell your story.
Yep. Adding salt to the wounds,
but
you know.
Don't you feel better talking about
I feel better now, especially after we guessed
the eavesdrop.
Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. Go check them out too. They have really nice episodes.
Yeah. So yeah, we, after recording that last episode here on Good, Rude, and Partly Nude, we guested on the Eavesdrop with Jelly, Delamar, Francesca, and Jude. With Jude. And we talked about pretty much the same thing as the last episode, but it was like a completely different angle.
Yeah.
Right? It was more of like how our experiences turned us into like better human beings. But this episode is more of answering questions that were sent to us by some of our listeners. A lot of them didn't want to be named. I asked them to drop their questions on my Instagram stories and tell me if they didn't want a shout out. There was just like one girl out of everyone who agreed to be mentioned and named. And so we are going to answer her question first. We're going to get right into it. This one is from Vera Loxo.
Hi, Vera. Yes, I remember from our previously recorded podcast.
Yeah. So, well, the first time you didn't know what these questions are, but because of that epic fail, now you know.
Now I know.
Which is,
but let's go through it again because I kind of forgot already.
Yeah, so the first question is, are your periods synced?
Okay.
You answer that.
You don't have to be like a couple to have your periods synced.
I guess it's just curious because we live in the same house.
Yeah. I don't think there, I'm not sure if I've seen any scientific research as to why. It's a very highly probable thing to happen. But the way I see it, if you're, especially us, because we live under the same roof, we're likely to eat the same food.
Do you think it's from the diet?
I think a big chunk of it is also the diet.
The sinking of the period?
The sinking of the period.
I always saw it as like when you put like a handful or like a bunch of grandfather clocks in the same room and they all have pendulums, and then eventually when you like go back, they're just moving altogether. And yeah. I don't know if there's a science behind that, but whatever. But you're right, there's no... I don't think you don't have to. You have to be a couple. I think friends who hang out
even with my really brother, often when we were hanging out a lot, there's always like,
sabay
one person that you're gonna be like, oh yeah, let me can I get the napkin, and like, yeah, I also have my period too.
Okay, so. sabay yeah. na because you're like always together. But yeah, I guess that's also where the question is stemming from. Like, we're always together, so it's highly likely that our periods are synced. But the answer is no.
Actually, yeah,
it's kind of close, but like.
It's kind of close.
Pero kasi if you think of periods by weeks and there are just 4 weeks in a month, and we're like a week apart, that's still malayo. Yeah, malayo, diba? Malayo pa rin siya versus like ahead by a day or a couple of days only.
But usually we would have
magkasunod.
Yeah. But because we our cycles are different.
Yeah. Like my cycle is longer.
Yeah, her cycle is longer and
how
mine.
Many days is yours?
I don't know. I'll have to check my period
mine
calendar.
Is like, ranging from a clean 28 days to like 32. So I guess that's why it changes up and it varies. Well, here's the next question. And related to that from another person. Now, everyone else who's going to be asking these questions don't want to be named. What happens when you're both PMSing?
Seems like I've forgotten my previous answer for this
fight,
question.
Though?
No, not really. We don't really fight when if we're talking about PMS.
We crave for the same
things.
But
we do crave for the same things.
Yeah. And it's usually sour, like
sour, salty, strong flavor, something like that. But we don't usually fight over because we have PMSing or something.
We don't get as cranky.
We don't get as cranky, but we do get those weird moments that you're just sad. we take turns. The random sadness.
And we read each other. So like when one person is hit by the PMS, that sadness or whatever, that mood, you have to like be ready. Okay.
Yeah, that's that.
What happens when you're both PMSing? Oh yeah, and also wanted to bring up, I remember this one time when we were both PMSing and we... Oh, the weirdest thing that we had was when we juiced all the calamansi that we had in the fridge. Because like my mom sent us...
I love that.
A kilo or more of calamansi. Yeah. And then we were like, what are we going to do with this? And then you were like, let's juice it. And then put salt and not drink it as like calamansi juice. We didn't even add water, right?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I would do that. And I won't add water. I'll just squeeze the calamansi.
Thinking about it.
And then I'll add salt and then a bit of sugar. And that's, you know, my portions are epic.
Yeah. One more that is like super weird, but we really get along eating is apples, pears, or what's that? Yakon.
Yakon.
Yeah. Either of those three with apple cider vinegar and soy sauce.
And soy sauce. Or... apple just cider, apple cider vinegar, and then rock salt.
It's rock salt, yeah.
Yes,
oh my god, I want that right now. All right, let's see what's next. There are a handful of questions here. I guess we can answer how to know if you're gay.
Okay, from 0 to 100, real quick. No warning there. How do you know if you're gay? I think it's something that you eventually come into terms when you come of age.
What are the... Okay, I'm just going to put myself in this person's shoes and like try to figure out where he or she is coming from. But what are the signs that you are gay? Especially if you are a, say, a Nat Cruz who grew up in a co-ed school. Because, mm-hmm. like, a Nikki Torres grew up in an exclusive school. So, it's pretty usual to like girls. Because it's pretty common there.
Law of proximity.
Yeah. Availability ba?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Okay. Proximity.
Proximity yata.
And hindi, proximity.
The thing is, I would consider myself as a late bloomer because I came out college na. And I came into terms or parang made peace with myself when I was in college na rin. So it was something that I had to deal with because I knew something was different about me when I reached, yeah, that point in my life where I was having strong feelings towards another woman. And when you, it's only when you look back, when you realize that there are hints of it, of you being, I don't know, lesbian, gay, like, let's say maybe you would realize na, kaya ko pala siya laging gustong makasama kasi crush ko pala talaga siya. Hindi ko pala talaga
hindi mo pala siya gusto maging, maging friend.
Yeah. Or parang, hindi ko pala siya idol, crush ko pala siya. Like si Nicole Scherzinger.
Oh my God!
Or si Angelina Jolie. Or si Posh Spice.
Oh my God.
Yung mga crush ko.
Ako gusto ko maging si Posh Spice. So for sure, hindi ko siya crush. I just really wanna be her.
No, I was crushing on it.
So how early did you find the signs?
I could
signs talaga.
Trace it back to, let's say, grade school.
Wow. And then you just accepted it in college.
Yeah. I mean, when you're at that very young age, you don't think of it as like, wow, I want to be with that person.
Yeah.
Right? Because at that age, at least for me, all I was thinking about was, okay, when am I gonna play?
Yeah.
I want to play. Right? I want to play cushion ball outside. It's not something, or I want to play with the new Game Boy Advance. I mean, it's not something that, wow, I want to marry that person, right? I mean, that's not
me.
I don't know if there are people like that, well, but that's not me.
I had my first female crush when I was in fourth grade.
Yeah, so there would be signs. Early. Like, maybe you would be crushing on your teacher, or I don't know. Basta,
oh, so you had a crush on your teacher?
I had a crush.
Here's the coming
thing.
Out.
Okay, wait. Here's the thing. I don't think that was grade school. Or wait. Or maybe grade school.
No,
or,
okay.
I'm trying to check if it was like
grade school or high school.
Pa. No. What? Not high school. Baka earlier.
Earlier than grade school. So like kindergarten.
Hindi pala. Hindi. Yeah, grade school. Baka hindi ko na
maalala. Ibang klase yun.
Naalala ko lang, nung, well, prep. Naalala ko lang nung prep yung tinuruan ako mag tie ng shoelace. So, I don't think I remember crushing on anyone.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, there would be signs, but only after ko na ma-accept sa sarili ko yun. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm probably gay. But like, grade school, yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah, you don't think of it that way.
Yeah. And it took some time before I could finally accept it because at first, I was thinking na parang, this is probably just a face.
Which leads us to one of the other questions there is, how do you know if it's a face?
Well,
you don't.
You really don't. Also, for me personally, does it really matter if it's a face? If at that time you want to be with that person? Because for me, love chooses no gender.
Right.
And there's this, you fall in love with a person. Not correct. Because that person is male or female.
Yes.
But of course, there will be quote-unquote biases or preferences. But that's just it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. You prefer male, female, gay, lesbian, no. I mean, sorry, straight,
yeah,
gay, Maybe you're into plants. I don't know. Okay, scratch that. No, but I'm saying is, but that's what I'm saying. It doesn't really matter, even if it's just a phase. Because if you want to be with that person at that time, you shouldn't really stop yourself from doing so, because that's you.
And may I just say that being gay, lesbian, or however you wish to identify, isn't simply about your sexual preference or who you prefer to be with. Because it's also about who you identify as. If you identify as female, even if you are biologically male, or if you identify as male, even if you are biologically female. So it's actually very complicated. Yeah, and we had this conversation before, and I told you that grabe, no, we're lesbians. We are part of the LGBTQIA plus community. But parang it feels like we don't know as much as we should. And we're not as educated as I wish we were. And so when this was in the previous recording that we had, that when we have time, we try to like read up on, okay, so ano nga ba meaning na to? Mm-hmm. Or what does it mean when you're cisgender? What does it mean when you're like this and you're like, because there are so many terminologies. And it's also parang prone to offending other people when you don't educate yourself and you don't know what the what these meanings are. And I don't know if everyone who's listening to us knows, but the pronouns are so important. Yeah. Like, for some people, it is like, okay, so I'm, for example, like, I'm Nikki, and my pronouns are she and her. And then for some people, when you look at the person, mukha lang siyang regular girl, and then we'll say, my name is Nikki, my pronouns are they or them. And so if you are, you know, a regular human being who doesn't know that person, how do we behave? And so I guess part of the question becomes, how should you ask the person when that person introduces you? So how do you wish to be addressed or identified?
Yeah, it's as easy as asking.
Yeah,
if you are unsure, and from the other end of from the other side. You have to have empathy then for that, the other person
who doesn't know.
Because if, you know, really at the end of the day, what matters is respect. And I understand that people had to create words, invent words as a way of, I don't know, trying to grasp things.
Yes.
But words are man-made.
Correct.
Words are always in relation to something. So it's not accurate all the time. Because it could be so relative depending on the person. So, yeah, I get the purpose of it. But let's not make it the end-all, be-all.
Yeah. And like kind of the only thing that matters. Because at this point, I guess we are in an age where we're all just fighting for respect. And respect should be for everyone, not just for one side. We need a little bit more compassion with each other. And going back to the question of how do you know if it's a phase or could it be a phase? My answer to that is preferences, who you choose to be with, can be a phase because you are in an endless journey. While you are alive, you are in a journey and you evolve and there are changes that could happen to you. But your identity, once you find it, it cannot be a phase. Yun na siya. Yeah. Because once you know that this is who you are and you accept who you are and you love who you are and you're comfortable with it, that won't change, and that cannot be a phase.
And if you, let's say, want to be with a guy right now, then siguro, 2 years kayo, and then you realize di pala.
Yeah. Or like, oh my God.
Di pala. So parang, to the point that you got married. It doesn't matter. Even if it's an identity thing or parang ayaw mo na talaga. No one's there to tell you. You should be able to live your life how you want it to be lived.
Okay.
And you are free to evolve. You have to allow yourself to evolve and not let dogma or any other thing that other people say.
Society
tells you because they cannot grasp it. Or tell you otherwise. Yeah. Or how to live your life. Because that's your life. That's a disservice to you or to yourself if you're not going to live it as truthfully as you can.
Okay, so what about the people we know? I think I've heard already two stories of women who are married to men and then already have kids. And then during the marriage, realize that they like someone else who happens to be female.
Or the same sex. Choice mo yan eh. It just, you know where it gets complicated is when they have kids already.
Yun nga eh. Cause like one of the, maybe a couple
but,
of what,
but
I
would
know.
You rather stick it out?
And ako personally, hindi talaga. Cause you know
same,
me.
If it, same if, like, for me. If I realize na di pala di talaga eh. I mean, it's not like you wake up the next day and ayoko na. Yeah. Hindi naman, yeah, we're not talking about yeah, that, okay? But if to work you want to do anything, that, yeah. You are most welcome to jump the gun. But it's, what we're talking about is like a crisis, let's say, na parang hindi mo na siya makaila. Then that's your decision. It doesn't have to be the end if it means na parang married ka na.
Right.
May kids ka na, but you have to understand that you will have to face the consequences. Hindi mo siya ma-avoid. Hindi mo siya matatakasan.
Agree.
Because we are... Life is... It's still a game. And if you want to change... If you want to change the world, you have to start with yourself. And you also have to learn the rules if you want to learn how to, you know... bend them, badly put. But that's how it is. Because we coexist.
Yeah.
We don't have our own governing universe. I mean, we do. I mean, ourselves. Pero we live in coexistence or with others. Just as words are relative to something.
Mm-hmm.
It's always with respect to something.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that's really up to you. No one's stopping you but yourself. You have to put yourself first.
Yeah, because this is like, we're talking about a lifetime of living a certain way. And
if you're talking about...
Yeah,
like,
it's your truth, eh?
Yeah, if you're scared about what your kids will think, you have to understand... Your kids also have their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which they will eventually live.
Yeah.
Without caring how you lived yours.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Right? I mean, I see so many people who are struggling with their identities because they are so pressured or worried about the people outside. Or the other people, what they would think about them. Well, syempre, unang-unang families. And we've already talked about this in the previous episode. But, like, the judgment from other people, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And
especially in our culture.
Yeah.
Very, ano tayo, close to our families.
Yeah. But, like, you know how we also have this... As Filipinos, parang ayaw nang napapahiya. And sometimes, it can't be helped na when you are gay or lesbian or something. Parang there's like this nakakahiya. Especially when it's like from the older generation. Yeah. Right?
Especially kung parang...
Especially with the labels. Bakla kasi yan eh.
Or family or like, ka tapos tomboy kasi military yan eh. Yung father mo. Parang
yeah.
Ganun.
Or like in general, yeah. Na labels. Because mm-hmm. parang, what is wrong about stigma. The word tomboy? Diba?
There's stigma behind the word.
And that's something that we created. That our culture created. And so, I feel like it's up to us. It's our generation mm. that should change that stigma and like be comfortable about it because like diba I grew up in an all-girl school and uso sa amin yung ang daming boyish mm. and, like it's really a mix of like the girly girls and then the boyish girls right and some of them really even after school you see na okay wala boyish mm-hmm. talaga siya, or some really turn out to be yeah. hardcore butch or something and cross dress even mm-hmm. but the thing that like I know we grew up to was like when you were called tomboy that's why we have different terms for it in like all girls schools because when you're called tomboy parang ang pangit but now I'm like so I'm proud to be mm-hmm. tomboy because like I'm a girl who can yeah. dress as who can wear mm-hmm. my brother's clothes or whatever. And I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I love Joan Jett. And that's where I got it.
I don't know who Joan Jett is.
Joan Jett's from The Runaways.
You are old.
Joan Jett and the Black Hearts. So she dresses up androgynous.
Okay.
And for me, it's so amazing.
Is that a movie? Or like
well,
it's a
song, but also it's a way of parang looking like either sexes.
You know, I mean, like, I know what androgynous is, but like, Joan Jett is an artist?
An artist. Yes.
She has a band?
Yes, she has a band.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like just a movie or something.
She started out The Runaways.
Okay.
And then eventually Joan Jett and the Black Hearts.
So that's a different band. She yeah. moved to a different band.
Okay. And I think Joan Jett na lang. But
like single na siya, like Beyonce.
Yeah, kasi, singer and guitar.
So. Oh, okay. So she did a solo yeah. act. Okay.
Yeah.
So she was your inspiration?
Yes. When I was in the journey or in that path of self-discovery, she's one of the icons that I would look up to. Mm. Her and Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Because they are super duper inspirational when it comes to living how you want to live. Like,
yeah.
I mean, come on, Lady Gaga wears what she wants to wear.
Right.
Joan Jett talks or sings about what she wants to sing about.
Right.
And dresses up the way she wants to dress. So, going back to androgynous, it's like my way of being a disruptor.
Yeah.
Because some people would be confused na parang I look good as a woman and good as a boyish looking girl. And
or like, even if you dress full boy.
Yeah.
What's, I mean.
I can pull that off.
So what?
And, yeah.
Yeah, and you look good. And actually, may isang question tayo na ganun din na parang is, parang you should you look a certain way?
Well, you don't have to look a certain way. You want to wear a chicken suit, you can wear a chicken
suit. I guess this question is, like, this is coming from, like, with us, diba? And there's this story that I told you about. I worked with this coach on a show, mm-hmm. and we weren't close before that. And then we taped for a whole week. And towards the end of the week, we became just a little bit more comfortable with each other. I mean, he would see me on Instagram. He knows about you because apparently everyone Instagram. Who doesn't know you already feels like they know you just from
I
your Instagram.
I get that a lot.
Na parang first time they meet Nat and I introduce Nat to them. And I'm like, this
like
is my
I
girlfriend Nat. And then they're like, hi Nat, oh, feeling ko kilala na kita from Nikki's Instagram. Okay, yeah. So it was that situation. And then towards the end of the week that we were taping together, I remember we were in the van coming home na parang ihahatid na kami pa uwi. And then he asked me this question, nagkukwentuhan lang kami randomly, and then he asked me about us. And then his question was, this is a guy, okay, he's male, his question was something like, So sino yung guy sa inyo? Parang ganon. The question was something like that. So I guess, parang for him, there is like a, is it parang like a norm or like a structure to relationships that we're so used to that someone has to play the role of a man and then a woman. And although that's already changed for the past, I don't know, couple of decades wherein more women are working and some men are staying home already and raising the kids, you know, I guess there's still that there are still some people who cannot help but wonder how it works for a relationship like ours. And so, parang yun yung question niya. And I know that for some, it could be like, hala, ang weird naman nun. Yung ganun yung question.
But we get that a lot, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know that this, it's like a, the intention is not bad. It's like, sincerely, like, really, how does that work?
They're just really wondering like, how the mechanics.
The mechanics the mechanics who wears the pants in the relationship.
Well, to answer your question, we both
wear pants.
Wear pants. We both wear the pants. And if you're asking about the dominant one,
yeah, I think
we both are very alpha, which is why
in our own ways.
In our own way, yes, but. The way I see it, relationships, there's an element of, there has to be an element of equality.
Right.
When it comes to, for me, how I want a relationship to be, it has to be give and take. It's not about, oh, who wears the pants, who's the more dominant one.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, if you look at
sino
us,
it's clearly, sino yung nag-raise ng
kids. I mean, if you look at us, clearly, the dominant one is sneaky. No, just kidding. Clearly, it's me.
No, I am the dominant one, babe. What are you saying?
Okay.
Ako yung boss dito.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she is very feisty.
Yes, she is feisty.
But yeah, I mean, for me, it's more of give and take in a relationship. It's not about having a figure who wears the pants. Mm-mm. Because
that's like putting us in boxes
again. It's again putting us in boxes and giving the responsibility to that
to other person.
Kasi
yeah.
parang your culturally dapat ikaw yung nagbibigay nito sa akin eh. Diba?
Right.
Or culturally dapat pwede lang ako sa bahay eh.
Right.
So we already break that. We already broke that because we are in a relationship where it's give and take. Na sometimes, there are days that your partner needs help, right? There are days that your partner has less to give to you in terms of energy, and you have to be okay with that. It's a push and a pull. So as easy as let's say chores,
right?
So.
This is the most apparent one.
It's so simple, but you know, for me, you have to talk about that.
Yeah,
especially because, like, me, because I'm super OC with things, and the last thing you want to be is passive aggressive towards your partner.
Yeah, because that's not working.
Yeah, because after the honeymoon phase is over, the quote unquote honeymoon phase, you're gonna have to live with that person.
Yeah.
So. You have to learn to communicate in terms of the hard, the adult decisions. Like, okay, who's gonna do this? Who's gonna wash the dishes? Who's gonna clean the toilet? I mean, it's so simple, but you'd be surprised. A lot of couples fight over that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And let's not even go to finances.
Right.
So these are simple things, but
they snowball.
They snowball.
Yeah. If you don't talk about it, if you don't figure it out.
Yeah.
And you just let the other, parang pag tiniis mo siya or you don't,
yeah.
Parang you let things pass, it's gonna snowball and it's gonna turn into something that it's really ugly yeah. down the line. And I kind of want to go back to putting people in boxes. And I think the beauty of how our culture is evolving now that we are becoming more open to these types of gender preferences and identities, and you know, we're learning to accept different types of people. It's the same with relationships, and this doesn't apply to just gay relationships. This applies to everyone. Like, we have to stop putting or assigning roles to like a couple. Like, kunyari, kapag babae, siya lang yung naglilinis sa bahay. Yeah. Pag lalaki, kailangan siya yung nag-make ng money and kumikita for the family, or like putting food on the table and stuff like that. Because when you limit the roles to that, and there's just really one that doesn't have all of that to give at a certain point in your relationship, and you're expecting that, and you are like putting that person in a box, then it's gonna be trouble. Because like, for example, for us, we split everything. Like, we of course, feeling ko naman lahat na ng couples ngayon, parang you split most of the things, right?
I noticed then,
But yeah, financially, we try to split everything. And then when it comes to like the roles, it's not like, siya yung guy, ako yung girl in the relationship. We never assigned anything like that, because whatever role you can take on to help in this relationship, to meet the other person halfway, you have to take it on. And what Nat was saying earlier about one person not being able to give that much at a point or a certain time in the relationship, it really does happen. Like, for example, if one person loses his or her job or something that devastating, you as a partner have to be there to support, not just like emotionally, but like everything else. Like, if that person is depressed or going through something really tough in their lives, you have to understand, and it's going to be a little heavier as a burden for you as a partner, but your partner will see that and appreciate it. And if that other person doesn't, then that's a red flag. Right? Yeah. And you have to know that person should be ready to do the same for you.
Yes, it is a push and a pull.
A give and take. A give
and a take kind of thing. It takes two to tango. So whatever your cliche thing is, it's true.
Okay. And then to answer that question, do you have to look a certain way? I guess us as a couple, because you probably see us both in bikinis, like our photos and shit, and we both look very feminine. It really doesn't matter. Nat can wear, going back to her quent about being androgynous, Nat can wear a suit and still look fine, and can wear a bikini and still look great. And I'm the same. I can wear like baggy clothes and shit, but that doesn't make me like butch or anything. Yeah. I mean,
that's just your way of expressing yourself.
Yes, exactly. And I think androgyny is really beautiful, because it's just a sign, a clear sign that the person is not bound by what society thinks, or like how that person is going to judge.
How you should act.
Yeah, how you should act, how you should dress, or how society is going to judge you in general. It's like, fuck what they think, right? Mm. If you wanna feel this way or look good this way, and to you this is what makes you feel comfortable, then go for it.
Yeah, so no need to look a certain way. The only look that you should be carrying is how you want to express yourself, or how you want to dress. That's it.
But unfortunately, there's still a little bit of problem with our society judging people by the way they look and the way they dress. Kasi tayo nga na-judge pala tayo na parang paano sila naging couple eh, diba?
Yeah.
But that's like, that's a very light way to look at it, but there are heavier ones, like not getting a job because you look a certain way. And this was one of the things that we talked about last time. If you are judged in a job interview because you look a certain way, right? And it's hard, especially if you don't dress the way society thinks you should. I mean, I've had office mates before who are that, well, they're gay and they cross-dress, so they choose to wear freaking high heels, higher than my heels, and they look amazing, but because that was in a creative industry, it was easy to accept. But then if you go to a more, like, should we say serious or like a stricter, diba?
Traditional.
A more traditional company, it would probably be harder. Like, with the company that you're working with right now, do you think they would hire people who cross-dress?
Yeah.
They would?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very diverse.
Very diverse.
Yeah.
And do you have people in the office who cross-dress? Who go to work na cross-dressed?
I don't remember. Parang...
Wala naman.
Parang sa ibang department, I think.
Ooh, interesting.
But actually, wala pa akong nakita.
Wala pa akong encounter.
Yeah, wala pa encounter. But I do know it's not going to be a problem.
It's not going to be a problem in your company. Yeah, I think that's it's time for us to rethink those things, especially if we are... I like to assume that people who listen to this podcast are in... Some of them are in, like, in leadership positions in certain companies, and ones that are more conservative and traditional can reconsider those things already. Because this is like a cuento that I had for Nat before. I'm still friends with my ex and my partner before Nat was more, how do you say it, masculine looking,
boyish
than Nat. So one of the most painful things, and because I don't experience a lot of discrimination being gay or lesbian, one of the biggest things that woke me up to this issue was when we were still fresh graduates and we were job hunting, and it was quick for me, it was easy for me to find the job that I liked because I got into a boutique advertising agency. Her, on the other hand, had a really hard time because she cross-dresses. Mm-hmm. So she would go to job interviews in, like, pants and leather shoes and polo shirt, button-up shirts. So very masculine.
Yeah.
And I remember this person is, like, very intelligent, graduated top of class, very smart, and a lot to offer, creative, lahat na. And there's no reason for you not to hire someone like her because she also came from a very good school. And then after a few job interviews, she came home and she didn't get any, and parang there was one interview that she could not forget, she told me. Sinabihan siya, parang tinanong siya if she would be open to... Parang convinced na yung person who interviewed her. And then if she would be open to going to work in a skirt. So it was really parang heartbreaking. Yeah. Just imagine that this is like you and your personality and how you dress and how you just see yourself. Then this is where you're comfortable. And then someone just tells you that, okay, parang that's basically saying, okay na lahat eh, pero pwede bang magdamit ka ng iba?
Damn.
That is like really heartbreaking to know. And the next interview that she went to, she was like uncomfortable. I think she expressed her discomfort with that. And so that didn't push through. And then the next interview that she went to, she dressed like a girl. And it was really parang sad to see that she had to change herself just for a job. And then she went into that interview really uncomfortable. Of course, she screwed that because how can you be your best self when you don't even...
You don't feel comfortable.
Feel comfortable, right? Like, if you ask me to go to an interview in a dress, I would, like, be maybe okay, but, like, still uncomfortable. It's like you then.
Yeah, like asking me to wear a skirt.
To an interview. Like you know that you have to be your best self. And then you're in clothing.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with skirts. But yun na, for me kasi, I don't wear skirts. Because I'm not comfortable.
Since you were a kid.
Yeah, it's ever since I was a kid, I never liked wearing skirts. I mean, I think yung skirt... Kinonsider ko pa siya. But for me kasi, it's more of, hindi ako makapaglaro dito.
Yeah.
I can't move around in this, so I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's that. And then I kind of don't like the look mm-hmm.
of it. So why force yourself?
Why force it? Yeah. And it's not about, oh, girls wear skirts, boys wear pants. It's not, that's like such an old way to see things about like girls pink, boys blue. But yeah, so going back to that story, yun nga, syempre she flunked that interview even more because she wasn't comfortable. And what I really got from that story is that the world can be so cruel when it comes to that. And I think it's up to us to change that because it's a matter of perspective, eh? Do you really judge a person and how that person could perform and benefit your company based on how he or she looks or dresses, diba? Because what's there to be worried about?
Yeah, I mean, sure, those are the rules, but we have to understand that some things are just, I don't know, it's more than just clothes.
The outside,
It's more than just the outside.
External.
It's a way of expression that you're already limiting.
Right.
And if you're, I mean, if you think the company that you signed up for is not open to that kind of thing, I suggest just don't push through with it because it's going to be hell for you.
Right, right.
Anyway, so, it has to be, I mean, I like that I see a lot of companies na very open.
Parang nag-change na eh. They're becoming supportive of the community, LGBTQ. So there's like equality already. Mm-hmm. They're working mm-hmm. their way towards equality and that's good. This was like 10 years ago, by the way, that story. Yeah. So I don't know if those multinational companies have changed. It's kind of sad because yun nga, multinational companies sila eh. So mm-hmm. parang you'd expect that they would be less conservative when it comes mm-hmm. to those things, na parang more open sila to things like those. But yeah, it only goes to show that there's still work to be done.
You have to be open. I mean, I know kasi a lot of banks may uniform.
Yeah.
But you have to give that option for someone na kung ayaw niya mag-skirt.
Right.
I mean, there's always an option. And, or parang, ito yung tela.
Yeah. Tahin mo in a way that feels good for you or something. And ako naman, as a person, I think that when you're trying to find a job, it's like getting into a relationship. That you can't see it as a pwede na to. You can't settle for something like that, especially if you are looking to grow a career. Because getting mm-hmm. a job is different from starting a career, right? And you can never settle with something like that, especially if you see that, you know what, this company, it looks like I have a future here. But if you see that they don't support you as an individual, then why the hell are you going to even take that job, right? Because you might think that you have a future there, but the question is, mm-hmm. do they care about you? Yeah. And the number one sign that a company cares about you is if they value you as an individual and as a person. And if they don't, then that's already a parang, why mm-hmm. even say yes to that? Regardless of how much you're gonna earn. I mean, there's no cost to you sacrificing your identity or your personality or who you identify as, or, you know, parang just living your truth. There is no cost to that. Regardless of how much they try to pay you, there's just really no cost to that. And whatever hardship it is that you face, if you really just stand up for yourself and you fight for who you are, I think it's worth it. It's worth fighting for your truth. And even if that battle takes you years, even if it lasts you a whole decade of your life and you lose people that you love along the way, mm-hmm. if that's the way for you to find yourself, then so be it. Because we live one life. And
I mean, if we just all live with basic guiding principles of respect, empathy. Yes. We don't even
respect,
have to fight.
Compassion.
We don't even have to fight for these things because it's just, it's so basic.
Right.
It's and so basic.
For those people who still do not understand, ako din, hindi ko rin maintindihan eh, na parang, anong issue? Diba? What's wrong if someone is gay? as long as they're not hurting anyone else, they're not stepping on anyone else's toes, what's wrong with that? So yeah.
And even if they did, it's not because they're gay.
Right. Right. It's not right. Because, yeah, that's right. So yeah, those are just a few of the things that were asked in my Instagram stories. We left out a couple, but then we really want to keep this episode a little shorter than the last one. Of course, you want to keep the conversation going. So if you want to like send us a message or talk about something further, or if there's like a specific topic that you want us to talk about in a different episode, like fully discuss and go through in detail, send us a message. You can reach us through Instagram, Nikki Torres, NKITORRES, and Babe
at the Nat Cruz. Please also check out my new website.
Yes,
it's whitemaceartist.com. So it's more of a blog.
Okay,
it's a break from
the visual stimulation.
It's a lot on minimalism, the things in my head, which is a lot, and I try to put it into words. I try.
In very few words, to be exact.
Yes.
A lot of things in her head come out as very few words.
Yes, that is true. So many things in my head, and then when I type it down, it's like 2 sentences.
Yeah, I've seen her blog, and yeah, her blog and her website is actually really beautiful because it's a break from all the visual, all the photos, the videos, the sound that we're hearing. It's a very, very clean break from that, and I'm so excited for you, babe. Yeah.
I mean, if you're into satirical stuff, Rick and Morty, Alan Watts, Nietzsche, minimalism, yeah, then come right over to the minimal side.
Some really woke shit, guys. Really woke shit. You can check out whitemaceartist.com. She also puts her Steel Mace Flow class schedule there. So if you're interested in taking a Steel Mace Flow or like a fluid steel virtual class,
or a one-on-one.
Yeah. You'll find her schedule there. You can reach out to her. And she's teaching more classes now. And I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
And yeah, that is it for us now. We will see you on the next episode. Actually, this is the last episode of the season. This is like a season one finale. And I'm going to start working on the next season very, very soon. I'm so excited because it's going to be quite different from this one. And thank you so much for sticking with us for the last, 10 episodes?
Ten episodes
of Good, Rude, and Partly New. The support has been super, super good, and we appreciate it. And again, if there are things that you do want us to talk about here on the show, just feel free to message us, and we'll continue to talk. Thank you for listening, you guys, and see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. You know, man.